Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I want to hear from you, so please give me a holler, 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to call me, you know, you can email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. As a matter of fact, I will be reading one of your comments about something I was talking about last week and something that I'll be talking about again tonight. So, once again, I'd love to hear from you. Questions, comments, concerns. smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Also, because I social network, I like to think I'm sociable. Feel free to join. If you have Facebook, you can ask to join my Smooth Drama group, myself, or the artist formerly known as Mr. J will add you, and we can talk a taste on it, as well as Twitter. Just Google Smooth Drama. Wherever you can find me, I am actually live on the air. I am live on Tagged right now. So wherever you can find me, add me. I'll add you back. And we could talk about it. I would say that, you know, if you caught me on Instagram, whatever, you get to see my face that's made for radio. I'm cute like that. I make the radio non-visual world just pop. If that went over your head, don't worry about it. Because it went over mine too. Anyway. How do I get started? Man, you know, this is actually the show before I do my cooning show. As I said earlier, next week I will be doing a special show for the end of the year. Where we will be taking candidates and offerings for your suggestions for Coon of the Year. I have a front runner. My guest host has his front runner. And I like to hear from y'all. Who do you think is Coon of the Year? Maybe you have a coon that we don't know anything about, which I highly doubt, but you may know of one that needs to be in the top 10, because we got a top 10. So we're going to talk about the top 10 and their attributes and why they qualified for Coon of the Year. So I'd like to hear your criteria. Once again, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Tell me who you think should be in the top 10, and we'll discuss the merits of their coonery and see how strong the coon force is with them. Because coon force strong must be. If you didn't get that Star Wars Yoda, anyway. All right. Speaking of Star Wars. Maybe it's a thing, because I saw this happened in another state where somebody was shitting on people's lawns, and I talked about somebody who dropped the nugget on in front of a UPS driver. FedEx, one of them. He dropped a nugget right in front of a neighbor's house in their driveway. It's kind of horrible, right? Well, this dude, I won't say dude. It's in New York. And apparently, he's been dropping it in different people's lawns in Orchard Park, New York. I mean, at first it was like maybe it's a homeless guy, but then most of them think that it's a jogger. I mean, he has tissue. I mean, you know, most homeless cats, if they gonna do it, you know, they gonna do it out of sight. You know, they're in the bushes anyway. Obviously, they're not gonna do it where they sleep. So they gonna take a little walk, but they not gonna go that far. I'm not going miles. I'm not going into a residential area to pop a squat, have all the folks looking at me crazy, and then walk out. I mean, not that you care, but you kind of care, right? If you're homeless, maybe you have some standards. I don't know if homeless people have standards when it comes to where I'm gonna drop this chunk. It's an interesting question that I probably never want to ask somebody. Like, hey, where do you do number two, homie? Like, are you selective? Do you do it in somebody's yard, backyard, whatever? I remember my old house. Somebody like dropped some big chunks right on the side. I was like, yeah, I went around there, like watered my garden. Like, are you serious, dog? I mean, because it wasn't a dog. It was like some human. It was like some, you know, it was some nuggets. Like, wow. But I digress. Point is, I mean, I guess this is the thing, because apparently he's not doing it in one place. He's like going from house to house and dropping. And I'm being sexist. I'm sorry. It could be a she. It could be a she. She could be dropping it too, because, you know, quite frankly, a lot of people don't really notice, like, homeless women. I mean, when people, the stereotype is like homeless men, and homeless men are these crazy, wild, violent folks. But it's a lot of homeless women. I've seen some tough-ass women on the streets, kind of scary, sagging, you know, butt cheek hanging out. It's like, and, you know, I'm a dude that love butt cheek, but I don't know, homeless butt cheek is sort of like National Geographic butt cheek. It's not appealing for some strange reason, even though it is naked cheek. It's the exact opposite effect. And why is that? You know, we talk about all this sexual harassment that they got going on in the world. And there's whole societies where everybody's naked. I mean, we watch it on National Geographic, whether it's in the magazine or you watch it on TV. And there is no, unless you're just one of them serially sick people that you can watch National Geographic and beat off, then hey, more power to you. I can't hate on you. But I'm saying, generally speaking, when you watch that, you're like, whoa, wow. You're like watching it for the genuine curiosity of how they live. But then you have, you know, a woman can be in a miniskirt and it's like, yeah. And then they'll say the B was asking for it. It's like, what's the difference? Once again, I'm off task, off topic. But they're kind of related, right? Anyway, so this woman or lady or perpetrator, as they call it, is out there on different people's lawns, dropping it. Now, Do you want to be one of them people that's on, you know, you got to get a surveillance camera so you can catch somebody shitting on your lawn? Why am I talking about this? I don't know. Speaking of shitting on somebody's lawn, I ain't even really getting to the details, but before I even go into it, I'm just going to drop this right here.
Coons at, where the coons at? Where they at, where they at, where they at?
Because we talking about coons right now. Omarosa, she got fired. She said she didn't get fired, but she got fired. All the white people said she got fired. They removed her from the White House. And it's not like we didn't expect it. But it's like these coons. It's like, look, coon, darky, whichever one they call you. You know, I mean, we know they call you all kinds of stuff, ho, whatever. You got fired. They used you for what they used you for, and then it's like, look, you know, it's not working out. Kind of got to get rid of you. I mean, you've been here like a year too long. You know, we ain't really catering to black folks or reality people, so... See you, wouldn't want to be you. Is that how they rolling with them? it's hilarious, actually. You see it, and it couldn't happen to a better house negress. Yes, she's a house negress. Super negress. She's out front with it. Donald Trump, I love Donald Trump. Donald Trump don't love your ass. Got rid of you. It's like that. It's like, I'm thinking it took so long because he forgot about her. Like, oh, yeah, I did give her a job. She still come around? And so they was like, she still come around. Fire her. It's like, so, you know, he probably just forgot. You know, he's so busy. And he's in the middle of doing all kinds of stuff. He kind of like forgot that he had her there. And it's like, oh, well, shit, let's just get rid of her. We'll be good to go. She's out. Bye, coon. As a matter of fact, let me send her off to you. That is how we send off coons, right? With a clap, soul clap, thumbs up. I hope it works out for you. I really, really don't. I don't hope it works out for you, but hey, whatever. Anyway, I think before I go on break here, I am going to go and do my dumbass of the week. All right. My dumbass of the week is a dude. I'm not going to say his name because he did it for some fame, and just not going to say his name. Let's just say there was a dude on YouTube who for clicks, he cemented his own head into a microwave. Dude in central England. He had his friend cement his head inside a microwave oven. They fed an air tube into the device so he could breathe, and he covered his face with a plastic bag. But their attempt at making a cement mold of his features backfired, and after spinning 90 minutes desperately trying to free him from the appliances, his friends had to call the fire crew to deal with it. You know, all of that so that you can get famous on YouTube. That's kind of crazy. right? You cement your head in the microwave. You're not famous, homie. At least I refuse to click on it. I refuse to watch the video. I refuse to go to his channel. I'm not even going to say his name. I'm just going to say that dude, anybody who puts and cements their head into a microwave is my dumbass of the week. Shout out to you, homie. You are number one. And on that note, probably going to go on a break. Not probably going to go on a break. I am going to go on a break. This is LL Cool J. Ill Bomb.
My shit up a little bit, my vocals. Hypnotize your eyes and then you recognize that the sparkle of my chrome shoes paralyzed. Getting money like this, people want my vibe. Full of jealousy and pride, hate the way I ride. Sometimes you speak, sometimes you don't. Figure this nigga souped up, cause he cooped up. Guaranteed to rip shit as soon as it's looped up. Your nigga slept before your girl panties wasn't wet. I'm a star, double addicted, double R. Never struggled hard to lead a bubble scar. Not the car, it's the man, daddy cool, put it down. No comparing me to y'all, niggas are such a clown. L.A. works paper. Ask Russell Simmons, you put him up in that skyscraper. Ask my dogs at the FUBU, made a major. LL, nigga, now who's next to be the favor? Drop a bomb on him. Remain calm on him. Pierce the nipples, throw the LL charms on him. Keep gangsta shit pumping through my system with my strobe like that. You can't miss him. Listen. About a buck, pumping mob in the Cadillac truck. Don't give a fuck. Chrome tint, gold digging bras getting bent. We can fuck between getting 10 cents. Who want it? Lay the facts out until the cat's out. Set your back out, sweat your tracks out. Blow out your weed. You wake up in the morning to a note, make a heavy lane. Be easy. You should tease me instead of being sleazy. I'm looking to be greasy. Come across more thoughts than go to see. I learn you can't eat if you're whole beef. But niggas underneath. Still, I'm a lyrically holding down. Back in town, kick the bell down for the second round. Some of these old cats is funny. Fuck who's legendary, I'm trying to get this money. Drop a bomb on them. And pour a dom on them. Soon as the track come on, I transform on them. Keep gangsta shit pumping through my system. Don't like flash, you can't miss them. Listen. Want it, they might claim they do. They know I'm catching bodies. Go ahead, name a few. After I bless you, I did a donut. Don't want no blood up on my phone, too. Lord have mercy, these rookies got confused. You thought you caught me slipping, I was falsely accused. Asleep and wet, my eyes wide shut like something true. They wishing an impossible mission to see the news. Player, time to choose. All the haters on the left. You hoping and praying you get to hear me take the last breath. Lyrically, but I gang bang the track. Chop flame like crack. 100 keys a month, you fucking up G-packs, nigga. Invincible, unstoppable. Y'all niggas ain't ill, yet illogical. This is L, the pissy thriller. Dream fulfiller, a little something for the ice thriller. Drop a bomb on him. When it's time to attack, quiet storm on him. Hold your nuts and keep your palms on him. Keep gangsta shit pumping through my system when my strobe light flash. You can't miss him. Listen.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was LL Cool J, Ill Bomb. Call in number 347-826-7435. That is the call in number, 347-826-7435. All right. Oh, man. Everybody was, it was like kung fu fighting up in Alabama about that election. It's like, Roy Moore, if he gets elected, our democracy's going to end. He's a child molester. He's done all kinds of awful things to people. And if he gets elected, our way of life is going to end.
Was that was really tough for me to do. I want y'all to know I didn't practice that. That was all improv. Sexual Chocolate. I dropped the mic. Sexual, that's it. I got no, anyway. Y'all ain't appreciate me. I thought it was funny because it's like, Doug Jones won. Like, Doug Jones won. You know, I saw an article like, where the article was saying black women bailed out Alabama and they're tired of doing it, not being appreciated. And I'm sitting up there like, who the fuck is Doug Jones? I mean, what makes Doug Jones the savior? He's just a Democrat that's not going to give a damn about black folks in Alabama. Like, Roy Moore, the Republican, who wasn't going to give a damn about black folks in Alabama. I'm like, I mean, is there a difference between the Republican or the Democrat that don't give a damn about black folks? Yeah. Doug Jones, he likes molesting little white kids. That's bad. Very bad. But in the scheme of things, I'm not even going to say it because it's horrible that I was going to think to conceivably say that on the air. I'm not going to say it. It's not going to come out of my mouth. I'm just going to say this. Democrat, Republican, is black lives going to be better in Alabama? Probably not. But hey, bravo. Y'all voted in Doug Jones. And he ain't related to Mike Jones. So you can't buy the mixtape and be like, yeah, it's Mike Jones. That's his younger brother. He's kind of popping. Nope. He ain't. He's just Doug Jones. Another guy you ain't never heard of that ain't never going to do nothing for you. I mean, I'm sure he ran on the Democratic platform of, hey, we love black people. He probably didn't say he keep hot sauce in his man purse. Probably didn't say that. Probably didn't have Mary J. Blige singing while he awkwardly sat there. I don't know. I just feel like hating today. It's just funny hate. It's not like malicious hate. It's just funny hate. There's some things, not that I'm bashing on Clinton or anything, but some of that was ridiculous. And, you know, so Doug Jones gets to be the savior. Why? Because he's Doug Jones. Yeah. And, you know, articles, black women did it. Black women did it. Y'all did it. Okay. Now what you going to get? Because you did it. You know, I'm like, if black folks was going to do it, I mean, why wasn't the candidate that y'all knew that you can push that would represent you? I mean, because, you know, the whole article is, yeah, we're tired. We're tired of it. I'm like, so if you're tired of it, organize and get somebody in there that you control that will vote and do stuff for you in your community. I mean, that's kind of how that works. That's how other folks do it. They control their politician. And if the politician is tripping, they vote their ass out. Or they, you know, they bust them in the hotel room smoking weed with a little boy. That's kind of how they get rid of. They like, hey, I see him. He be doing little boys in, well, not little boys. At least they're 17. They do 17-year-olds in the hotel room. They smoke weed with them. And they talk about it's mentoring. As you know, most people think of it as pederasty. They're a pederast, pedophile, whatever one you want to call it. Mentoring the youth. Yeah. Doug Jones, hero of the black woman. I mean, Doug Jones is the man of the year in Alabama. He gonna hook y'all up. I mean, Doug Jones is like, I'm a popular dude. I ain't even know people like me like that. Because he didn't even know he was popular. Now he's like famous. He's famous for doing absolutely positively nothing but running against a pedophile. I mean, not that it's as bad as Superhead, but, you know, when you get famous for bragging about, you know, having oral copulation with the the entertainment populace, and then his claim to fame is, I'm not a pedophile, vote for me. I mean, because that's basically his platform. I'm not a pedophile. That dude's a pedophile. Vote for me instead. Yep. Doug Jones. And once again, to all black folks out there, voting for folks just because they not the other bad folks. Still voting for somebody bad. I'm just saying, I'm not hating. I'm just saying, ain't that what they do? IJS. I just saying. Anyway, moving on. Oh man, cause I got a lot of hugs for hate inside me. And have you ever hugged hate? I mean, cause I call it, you know, when we embrace your oppressors' words and religions, whatnot. I call it tongue kissing your racism, getting all hot and heavy, and you start taking off your clothes like, you know what, racism, we gonna hit it tonight. We gonna get real sweaty. I mean, it's basically what black folks do on a day-to-day basis. We like tongue kiss. We tongue kiss our racism all day. And then, you know, during these special elections, whatnot, we hop into bed and we be hitting it, doggy, missionary, sideways, 69. We get into our racism really, really tough. But hey, I'm just a dude who wanna talk about it. I don't know. I feel good about that. Did somebody else feel that way? How I feel? Am I alone? I'm walking out the door on racism. Who's coming with me? Like Jerry Maguire. Who's coming with me? I'm by myself. Nobody's coming. I came by myself. Is it? Well, I guess that's something different. Oh man. I probably should move on from that, huh? Because it's like over folks' heads. Where talk about we give folks power, and we like shout out victories that ain't really victories. Be happy about it. I mean, I was happy that Omarosa got fired. Omarosa. I don't really need to say her name right. I was happy about that. I was happy that I saw Stacey Dash in a blaxploitation movie that I would never watch. I mean, when stuff happens badly for Coons, I celebrate that. Cause I'm just that special kind of hater. I pay attention to bad things that happen to Coons. I really do. Cause I think acknowledging the bad that happens to Coons is therapeutic. It makes you feel good about yourself. I know it does for me. And I'm hoping that it will make you feel good also. But before I go into all that, I'm probably gonna talk about my hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right, who is my hater of the week? Aaron Kluger. He was arrested and charged with torturing and injuring an animal. Normally, I don't get into this, right? You know, I don't really believe in pets. I mean, I have pets, but they came with the house and they don't live in the house with me. I don't have like no kitty litter. You know, they kind of live somewhere in the yard, under the house, whatever. Those are my pets. They can come and go. I see them out there. I put some water out. I put some cat food. I buy cat food. I put it out there for them, right? Hey, Mr. Denise. I put it out there for them. Because, you know, it's the universe. I feed the universe, the ecosystem. I do that for them. They stay in the yard. They get rid of the mice. Because I've actually seen them looking out into the backyard. I've seen them, you know, like I saw one just maliciously just playing with a mouse until he killed him and ate him. And I was like, that's what I'm talking about. That's why I feed you. Yeah. Anyway, so I saw this. It's really bad. Aaron Kluger, 20 years old, arrested and charged with torturing and injuring an animal. A 3-year-old pup, Chloe, was rushed to the hospital, where veterinarians say the dog's right eye had been bitten out. The dog underwent surgery to reattach the eye. He bit the eye out of a dog. Now, it's a Shih Tzu. You know, one of them little barking-ass dogs. So, I get it to a point because it's like, you know, those dogs can be annoying as hell, right? Because they... It's annoying. It's like, I want to break out, you know, my BB gun or, you know, just get one of my little knives and, like, can I just, like, throw it and end their life? Like, stop it. But I don't because I'm civilized. And the fact that you can get down and dirty and bite a dog's eye out. You know, you have to have some hate and some special, I mean, some special ingredients. It's some nutrients in your food that ain't right. You know, you took the wrong vitamins, you smoked the wrong weed, you drank the wrong alcohol, water,
whatever the hell you had that day, you know, it was not a good thing. It was not a good thing. So I give a shout out to Aaron Kluger biting dog's eyes out. Like, you're special. And I hope that wherever you end up, they treat you correctly. And you know, I'm definitely not one of those hardcore animal lover types. I'm like, yeah, we do animals and don't know. But I do not believe in that dominion. We have dominion over the animals of the earth garbage either, because that's garbage to me. Like, really? We got dominion over there. That's some European, propaganda BS. Like, well, we have dominion over the earth, and we have dominion over all the animals and all that. That sounds like a European. Instead of being one with nature, we want to conquer it. Selfish mother. Anyway, that is my hater of the week. He was very weak in his hate. But speaking of hate, on the low, you know, there's happy about it, and then there's, okay, there's got to be a little bit more to this, right? Because Disney is set to seal a $60 billion 21st Century Fox takeover. So Disney is going to have the whole entertainment catalog for pretty much every major character, which is fine by me. But the sale would also include not only 20th Century Fox Film Studio and the Sky and Star satellite broadcasters in the UK, Europe, and Asia. Now, you think about that for a second. That's a lot. Now, I mean, some folks ain't afraid of monopolies. You know, I mean, because for most of my nerd folks, they're like, finally, you're going to get some X-Men movies and Fantastic Four movie that might be worth something. You know, because what we got happening now is some weak sauce. So I feel that. I mean, as far as my favorite characters go, this is like the best thing that could ever happen, right? But at the same time, it is not. Because it's a monopoly. And if there is a monopoly, an out and out, out front monopoly, you know, is that good for the general public? Probably not. So it's how you want to look at it. I'm never a proponent of the oppressor being out front with their oppression. You know, because if they can be out front with it, they're comfortable. And if they're comfortable, it's like, yeah, we got y'all. At least, you know, them being on the low means that they're a little bit wary of you when they just come out like, yeah, we own everything. And we're going, I mean, because this sale comes along with the vote for net neutrality. So what ends up happening is this. You have the net neutrality that's going to go away. And so the regulations on business, internet businesses, for example, they'll be able to charge whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want. it's not a good thing. I mean, it's a lot of people who have cut the cord. I'm a cord cutter. I do not have cable. I run everything through my internet. So now everything internet based is going to go up because cable companies were losing money hand over foot. So they're like, Netflix ain't going to make money off of us. Hulu, Amazon, all these cats not going to make money off of us. And so we're going to charge extra for the internet, which is where we're at now. Because net neutrality being voted down means they can set whatever price, whenever, however. For some of you, you don't care. But you probably should. Because last time I checked, everything internet is monetary. So, you know, Disney owning everything, the majority of everything, you say now that they you would say that they have like 95% of the market, and net neutrality goes away. So, I mean, because they are going to own satellite broadcasters in the UK, Europe, and Asia. I'm going to guess they may or may not have a deal here in America also. Just a thought. Just a thought. But hey, it's not that important because it's not on a reality show. Anyway, I'm probably going to need to go on break here now. Little brother, hiding place.
I'm a hell of a problem, nobody has the answer. Food be spreading out like a body of cancer. My stanza, get it going like a car. Ushering a new era like Fisher. I'm raw, stripped down, no minerals. A distilled MC, no chemicals. No subliminals, a smooth criminal. But from the rape charge, I shake and bake bricks over to your squad. My being ferocious, I'm so focused. And I pray to God that the world knows no one exposes. Flaws in your scheme, dog. Me and Dilla go hard. My Lord, you're a problem. I'm a nigga that'll solve them, without a doubt. Yeah, I'm in the booth, cold knocking niggas out. Tell myself by word of mouth. Yeah,
when the sun goes down and the lights in the city get
7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Now, man, you know, it's about that time for Groundhog Day. I don't know if y'all care about it. I mean, I care about it. So, it's my show, so I guess that's all that matters. But I do care about what you think and how you think and how you interpret my words when I portray them. Because I'm a sensitive thinker like that. Not sensitive in the fact that, oh, I can't say anything if I don't think that it would be validated by the people. Because, no, that's not it. But I like to think that I'm heartfelt and thoughtful enough with my words, even when I am throwing out stinging criticism, that, hey, you can recognize that and say, hey, you know what, Mr. F the N word, he's all right. It's a little weird, but he's all right. That's all I'm going for. And at this point, shit, we just going into Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Oh, what is that shit that happened again? I mean, news study finds news outlet promote false negative portrayals of black families that don't match reality. Yep. So, despite government data disproving them, news outlet portrays and perpetuate stereotypes such as welfare queens and absentee fathers. Yeah, okay. Kind of knew that, right? I mean, was there anybody who didn't know that? I mean, is there anybody who expects us to get a fair shake in the news? I mean, I just got through celebrating Coons getting theirs because they were signed. They were siding with government and people who don't give about them. And so to hear them talking, that saying that they're saying anything, they would never say anything positive about us. Yeah, okay. Hell, we're in the 21st century. And now, black folks are celebrating. I know I've celebrated where you would not have a black person die in a horror flick. I mean, it's little stuff. Not asking for a lot. It's little stuff. But hey, you know what? We had two black people in the movie. Only one of them died. The other one lived. It's like, so for us, we making progress. And think about that. Progress in America is the fact, I mean, because we see, yeah, we see black folks on TV. We had black president. You know, I was talking about this earlier today, how, you know, we be celebrating all these black firsts, like the first black person to pick his nose in public and not feel ashamed about it. You know, it's a hero. I mean, everything is heroic nowadays. You know, what? He's the first black lawyer.
Okay.
He's the first black sellout. No, he wasn't. But the point is, it's like we celebrate stuff, and you know, our gains are really, really small. I mean, because if in film. And granted, I'll say this. We have come a long way because there are quite a few dramas portraying black folks in somewhat positive light. But still, there's still certain negative connotations that come with these portrayals. That's just, you know, we have come a long way, but there's still a much longer way we can come, and a destination that we can go.
Hello, Sharon.
And that's what we need to do. That's how it needs to be. You gotta set the standards high and hold that line, because if the best thing that I can hope for is that, you know, the black dude in the horror flick, in the sci-fi flick, doesn't die. I mean, because it's like The Walking Dead. They can't have two black characters that speak at the same time. If they have two black characters, men in particular, two black men speak in The Walking Dead, one of them always dies. See, it was like we had homie. He had lines. He had the king. And then you had the Reverend. It was like three of them. I was like, it's like three black guys that like say words. But then the Reverend, he's got some mysterious disease where all his organs is failing all of a sudden. So he's dying. And he was speaking. So we got the other guy and, you know, the king. And it's like king got captured, so he's probably going to get killed. Because you can't have more than two black, but I'm digressing. Point is, negative portrayals of black folks are few and far between, not. Because we're in a bizarre world. Negative portrayals of black folks, lies about black folks, are abundant. Heavily abundant. Is that a proper phrase? Did I say that? That's wrong. Right? Heavily abundant? Because you can't be. Can you be heavily abundant? Can you be abundant and heavy? Are you abundant? Anyway, I'm going nowhere fast. But I will do this in the spirit of my asking for email. Questions and comments. I received one, and this comes from Hershey. Thank you, Hershey. Cap is the Kurt Flood of our time. Kurt fought the system, and because of him, pro baseball had to institute free agency. But by doing so, he was blackballed and lost his career. Same thing with Cap. His career is toast. But time will tell how impactful his action will be. And we are not close to the end of his story. I think the NFL is going to be damaged even more than Cap in the long run. Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. The whole of NFL as the preeminent sport here in the United States is kind of come and gone, and it has ran its course. And now we're kind of seeing it die that slow death. It's foolishness, right? It's foolishness. Like, for example, Kaepernick visited a prison and inmates, and to give them some support. He visited Rikers Island prison, and the corrections officers union is upset about it. They said, and I quote, his decision to pay a surprise visit to the inmates. They said he was there just to share a message of hope and inspiration, right? So, what did they say? This will only encourage inmates to continue to attack correction officers at a time when we need more protection. So, Kaepernick saying, hey, keep your head up. Do some positive stuff. Stay positive. And so when you get out of this negative situation, you can be a better person and not be, bad for society. That's going to make them attack correction officers. I don't see how him inspiring inmates to be better people means that they're going to attack correctional officers. But you see, that's the irrationality of racist. Hey, he's doing good. Why the hell is he doing good stuff for people? Nah, see, him being positive in them, telling them to be positive, mean they gonna try to kill us. Because he telling them to be better people. So basically what they're saying is, in order for the inmates to be better people, they have to kill their oppressors. that's pretty much where we're at. Because, as always, thank you, Anomaly. Bizarro World. That's where we're at. We're in a bizarro world where what's negative is positive, and what's positive is negative. I mean, I started off saying people were celebrating Doug Jones winning. Like, Doug Jones is the, he's going to solve all the problems of Alabama. And yes, thank you. You didn't vote in the pedophile. Shout out to y'all. But hey, are things going to really change? Are they? I don't know. And, Colin Kaepernick, still to this day, a beacon of positivity. Did nothing wrong, not a criminal, ain't bashing no heads in, ain't snorting no cocaine off of nobody's butt cheeks in the classroom. Manziel, there's no scandal to his name. So he's a horrible human being. But that's what we're talking about. You can be black and positive and be a horrible human being in the eyes of society. You can be all negative and be a great person in white society. I don't know what else to say, but I missed the F the N word. This is another Smooth Drama production. And I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth.
much.